While many are paying attention to the business ends of things at the annual Walmart shareholders meeting, some just like to enjoy the spectacle. And reporting from inside Bud Walton Arena on the spectacle that is the Walmart shareholders meeting is our own Ithi Agnihotri-Madulkar. I believe, Ithi, you have found a relatively quiet place to talk to me from.
That is correct, Kyle. I'm sitting in the stairwell inside the Bud Walton Arena because the place is just packed. According to Walmart sources, there are about 14,000 people here, and that is 9,000 shareholders plus 5,000 associates from all over the world.
I know Justin Timberlake has been on stage there, Lionel Richie, and some other celebrities. It's been a celebrity-filled event again this year, right?
It's been super celebrity-studded all throughout the event. Justin Timberlake is actually emceeing the event. He hasn't performed yet, so there you go. And he introduced Broadway stars, Broadway star Victoria Matlock from the Million Dollar Quartet. Then the Zac Brown Band from Atlanta, Georgia performed. Juan Nes, a very, very popular Latin American singer, performed. And then they had a very special performance where they got performers from all over the world to perform in this single little piece. And then there was a flag march that followed the performance from all over the world. Now, I'll talk about the performances a little bit. Take Six, an a cappella group from the U.S. Then there was a salsa performance. Then there was a violinist from China, from South Africa, Ladysmith Black,
Mambazo,
the group performed. And then there was a flag march with associates from 27 countries carrying their flags. And that happened to the tune of What a Wonderful World.
If you live in Northwest Arkansas, you've been seeing visitors with their Walmart badges and vests all week. They've been shuttling them up to Crystal Bridges, haven't they?
Yes, they have. This week has all been about, making the Walmart associates from all over the world really happy. And kind of they've been exploring Northwest Arkansas. I know for sure that yesterday morning, the associates had a tour of Crystal Bridges. They viewed and toured the museum. Also, throughout this week, I've been seeing, every time I drove to work this week, I saw Walmart associates, probably not from this region, I'm guessing, getting their photos clicked in front of the tiniest Walmart on the planet here on Garland Avenue in Fayetteville.
As Jackie reported earlier, there has been some concern over the allegations of bribery in Mexico. On the other hand, stock prices are up as the shareholders come to this meeting. Have you had a chance to talk to any of the people inside? Did they let you get access to the feeling of what people think about either the stock prices or the allegations of bribery?
Well, Kyle, I haven't had a chance to talk to people inside the building because as we got here, the program had already started and the associates were in their places all around the arena. But every time the allegations were mentioned, there were sounds of people booing and if an associate who was talking on the mic was bringing up the issue, there were people cheering him or her on.
So the bribery scandal has been brought up from people behind the microphone on the stage?
That is correct. So when the voting started, about half an hour into the program, when the voting was about to start, Rob Walton did mention that there might be some interruptions because of the Walmart Mexico bribery allegations that have been looming over the shareholders meeting for a very, very long time now. As soon as three associates were asked to introduce the proposals, and all three of them raised the issue of Walmart Mexico operations, the bribery scandal, and they did express their concern over it. They did mention that they were disappointed at the top administration of the company about what they were doing to deal with these allegations and had they responded properly or not to them. So there have been those concerns, and while these associates were talking about the allegations, people were cheering them on. People wanted them to talk about these allegations. People also booed once or twice. I heard that. And when you felt that the top executives weren't listening, that's when people booed.
it is an international event. Not everybody, I imagine, inside Bud Walton Arena is has English as a first language or speaks English. Is there any sort of way that non-English speakers can understand what's going on stage?
Yes, Kyle, Walmart has arranged for 10 translators who will translate anything that is said on stage to non-English speaking associates. And these associates will be wearing special headsets, and the languages include Hindi, Spanish, Chinese, and Japanese. And also, this year is a little special because, of course, it's the 50th anniversary, but Walmart also recently acquired Massmart in South Africa, and we have a large population of South African associates here inside the Bud Walton Arena. So that's pretty special, and we've heard a lot of noise from the South African associates. We've been hearing a lot of noise from Sam's Club associates, so it's been fun.
You say a lot of noise from the South African shareholders and associates. By any chance, any vuvuzelas in there?
Oh!
Really?
Yes, yes.
World Cup all over again.
Yes.
Excellent. All right. Ithi Agnihotri Madolkar is in a stairwell at Bud Walton Arena during the Walmart shareholders meeting. Ithi, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kyle.